From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Muslims aren't often represented in American politics, but early this week, hundreds of Muslims packed the state capitol to break fast for Ramadan. Aditi Bundlamudi was there in Sacramento for the 15th year of this celebration.
During Ramadan, Muslims fast for 30 days, from sunup to sundown. When they finally break it at the end of the day, it's called iftar. At this event, hundreds of California Muslims and legislators crowd into the basement of the Capitol. The crowd is boisterous as old friends meet again and guests try to make new ones. Yanina Casillas is with the Council of American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE. She says her organization is working with lawmakers on various bills, but the evening is about building connections with people who don't know much about the Muslim faith.
You know, where our nation is a little divided on politics, it's nice to see the California State Capitol being able to host an event celebrating Ramadan and the contributions of Muslims.
Maheen Ahmed is a legislative aide for Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula from the Fresno area.
It shows that we are having a presence, and we are here, and we're here in numbers. And it's not just iftar, and it's not just breaking a fast that we're doing, but this is just one way of having our community build power.
She says after events like this, maybe lawmakers will think about Muslims and give them more sway to influence policy. She says, what better way to get to know a community than over a meal? Aditi Bundlamudi, Capital Public Radio News.
Well, over the past year, a key state climate change program has generated over $3 billion in California, more than triple the amount from the year before. State air regulators reported Wednesday that businesses once again snapped up all the credits sold to the program known as Cap and Trade. The program requires businesses to purchase a state credit for each ton of greenhouse gas pollution they emit. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford says the strong results have come after a deal between lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown last year.
The deal extended the cap and trade program for 10 years until 2030. Since then, companies have bought every current year credit available at auction. Now, some analysts worry companies are stocking up on credits to avoid cutting emissions later as state climate change goals tighten. But for now, the state is awash in cap and trade money.
The money goes to clean energy programs and the state high-speed rail project. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.